We are at the IAC Pavilion. It's right up front. We got a front row seat to all this action and activity that's going on this afternoon here on the Friday of AirVenture 2017. And the IAC Pavilion is a very, very special place, a very important component to what Oshkosh is, as is the other venues. Mike Hewer is with me. He's the president of the IAC this year. And with us is Frank Christensen, the developer of the Christian Eagle biplane, aerobatic biplane from 1977 and forward. And we're talking about this particular airplane. Frank, why don't you just tell us a little bit about some of the nuts and bolts of the development of the airplane.
Well, I was very fortunate. I started out in manufacturing in the electronics industry, and I had become acquainted with a number of very talented design and manufacturing people. And as a result, when I took the basic concept of an aerobatic biplane and tried to incorporate into it the improvements that I thought the popular airplanes at the time needed, I was able to assign those team members to various aspects of it. A fellow named Ivan Cleed did most of the kit design. A guy named Bud Steinhilber did the paint design and the basic styling. A guy named Pete Nettinger did all of the internal structural analysis. And Herb Anderson, who had formerly worked at two or three aircraft companies and for the PITS operation, took on the challenge of trying to develop the structure that we wanted, which had to be a little bit different than the other biplanes that were most popular then, most significantly the PITS Special. We wanted it to be easier to handle. We wanted it to be have better visibility. We wanted it to be more aerobatic in a lot of ways. And most important, we wanted it to be a kit that somebody could build. So to put all of those things together took a lot of talented people with a lot of separate skill sets and so on. And we labored on it for about 5, 6, 7 years before we finally introduced it. And after that, we made very few changes. It stayed that way pretty much throughout its life.
Now, one of the major differences that is known between the two-seat Pitt Special and the Eagle is comfort for cross-country travel. Was that something that was in the forefront of your mind when you developed the airplane?
Yeah, I had learned to fly aerobatics in a Pitts, and I'd flown in competition a little bit and observed it for many years, and I was a pretty good sized guy, and I was never really very comfortable in it, never felt that the visibility forward was adequate, so I gave great emphasis to that. And when I figured when I was comfortable, other people would be as well, because I was a pretty good sized guy.
Yeah, and that worked, and that's I guess that would be a significant difference. What other significant differences are there?
Well, visibility from the inside of a biplane has never been very good. So to the extent that you can move the sides of the fuselage down and eliminate the forward, the rear instrument panel, and open things up, you got a much better visibility in landing configuration. Although I'd have to admit that any biplane is not going to be great by comparison with a tri-gear airplane or something like that. But we wanted the visibility, we wanted the comfort, and then finally we wanted better aerobatic performance. So we moved the rear seat back, changed the center of gravity substantially, took the dihedral out of the lower wing, changed the aileron configuration, a number of things that departed quite a bit from the most popular airplane of the time, the Pitt Special.
Great. That is it's just such a beautiful airplane. It's just such a beautiful airplane. And our people are still building them. I think I know some. I have some neighbors that are putting.
I don't know very much about. I sold the company in the early 1990s, and I assume that it's still being manufactured in the same way we used to produce it. But I've not had any contact with the factory for many years, so I don't know. But I see a new one every once in a while with the name Aviat on the side. So I assume that means it was built from Aviat kits, which is the company that acquired Christian Industries.
Right, and they also build the Pitts, too. So.
Yeah, they built the Pitts, S2C, and also the Husky.
Yeah.
And they're on, and all those are on display down there. All those airplanes are on display at Aviat's exhibit here at AirVenture. But you really should talk about the Eagles aerobatic team, too.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Is Mike had mentioned that you had some of the role in the development of the Eagles team. Tell us how that came to be And
development of the Eagle or the Husky?
The team.
Oh, the team. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Well, I had met Tom, Gene, and Charlie when I first started to compete back in 1969, and I went with them to the World Aerobatic Championships in 1971 as the team manager. We became very well acquainted, and after I returned, I started the work on the development of the airplane while they were flying as the Red Devils Aerobatic Flight Team. And when we got the first prototype airplane finished, I invited them to come out and fly it. And they were all impressed with it, and particularly Gene Soucy, who asked me if we would build a custom single-place version that he could fly in competition. And we decided that might be a very productive thing to do. So we built a very masculine-looking version of the airplane with a black and white paint design, a 260-horse engine in place of the 180, and a single cockpit. And Gene flew that in the National Aerobatic Championships in 19, forgotten the year now, but with only 2 weeks of practice, came in second place. And the other, of course, that's more pilot than airplane, but the other two pilots then got interested as well. And in the Oshkosh Convention in 1979 or 78, I think it was, I invited them to abandon their pit specials, and we would build three custom single-place Eagles for them and form the Eagles Aerobatic Flight Team. We agreed that they would keep their air show fee revenues. We would maintain the airplanes, provide them with uniforms and so on. And they went ahead, and that was nothing more than a handshake agreement, and they flew for more than 20 years after that.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful story. And, of course, the Eagles flew here at Air Venture for many years. And Charlie was, when he was flying with the Red Devils, Charlie Hillard was flying November 442 X-Ray, which was the airplane that Dad and I built in our garage down in Illinois.
Right.
And it was a proud moment, I can tell you, when Charlie sent a telegram from Salon de Provence in France telling my dad that he had won the world championships in that airplane, in my dad's airplane.
So that's right.
It was a really, really special moment for us. And of course, like I said, they put on the most spectacular demonstrations at Oshkosh for many, many years. And the airplane's now in the museum up on the hill.
They have a couple of them hanging in the museum, don't they?
Yes, they're up there in the museum, in the atrium.
Yeah, I think all three of the Red Devils.
All three of them are there.
The Red Devils and all three of the Christian Eagles.
That's correct, all three.
They're all hanging in the
all
museum
in there.
Now.
Yeah.
Are those the only, is that the only time that you built a one-seat version of the
That's a good
airplane?
Question we've had.
Well,
here
we built the very first single place, the so-called Black Eagle, was the one that Gene Soucy flew. Then we built the three for the Eagles team, and those were the only single places
That's
we
it.
Ever built.
Okay. Yeah. I imagine you've probably had requests for other ones, but you wanted to keep it a special.
Oh, yeah. It had to be unique in order to be.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Frank, what do you think of AirVenture this year?
Well, I didn't recognize the place when I came here. I haven't been here, I guess, for... I'm sure it's been 15 years.
Oh, yeah. It's,
and the last time I was here, there was nothing down at this end. And the activities that I see everywhere are 10 times what I saw before. So I'm going to really enjoy walking around
Hopefully you'll get a ride. I'm pretty sure Mike could probably figure out a way to get you around.
but it's a spectacular show now. I've never seen anything quite like it. So many people and so many activities. It's amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. It is Mecca. We call it Mecca now.
Well put.
Yeah. So Frank, are you still flying?
No, I haven't been flying for about 10 or 12 years now. I've got a grandson who's a pilot with about twice the number of ratings I ever had, and I occasionally go fly with him. But I finally got over the passion of aerobatics, and I don't travel much anymore, so sold my last airplane quite a few years ago.
So how often do you get to fly with your grandson?
Oh, probably two or three times a year when he's around.
Well, that's good.
But he's got a girlfriend now, so that's probably going to fade away.
That tends to happen. What kind of airplane does he have?
He doesn't own an airplane.
Oh, okay.
He just rents and instructs occasionally. He works for American Airlines in an administrative position and flies and instructs on the side, but he doesn't own his own airplane.
I see.
I've been trying to infect him with aerobatics, and he's gone out and had some training with Patty Wagstaff, but he hasn't really got the bug yet. I've got to really work on him a little bit.
It'll come.
I'm sure it will.
It will.
Well, blue skies and lots of noise. And are we flying any Christian Eagles in the show at all, or in the parade beforehand? Or?
No, not today. But you know, Frank, we did have Matt Chapman flying the airplane that D. Coleman built.
Yes, right.
And of course, Matt bought that from Deke a few years ago. Deke was well known amongst the airshow people here too. You know, he's worked here for many years. And he brought that eagle out from his home out east, Matt Chapman did, and flew the airplane on Wednesday night in a very conservative but beautifully done routine. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Matt has been flying here at AirVenture for many years in the Extra under the Embry-Riddle sponsorship.
Okay.
And we were really delighted that he could bring the airplane out and fly it for the 40th anniversary. Sorry it wasn't when you were here, but we did it Wednesday night.
I've seen it fly once or twice before.
I think you have, yeah.
maybe just a couple times, right? Well, Frank, thanks so much for joining us today. I know you have a busy schedule, and it just was great to share this half hour with you and hear about your beautiful airplane.
Well, it was a pleasure to be here, pleasure to meet you, and I'll look forward to coming back again.
That would be fantastic.
Thanks for the time, and I invite everybody to come by the pavilion, because the other thing we have going on here, I don't think Frank has seen it yet, is an exhibit on the Christian Eagle that tells the story of the airplane.
Oh, great. Well, enjoy that.
So come by.
Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at the IAC Pavilion. The IAC Pavilion is right up on the flight line, just to the north of Boeing Plaza. So if you haven't made it by IAC, make sure and get by and check out all the neat stuff they have going on here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to EA Radio.